Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good.
Well, I was just listening to something in her voice this time that I hadn't heard before. And it was the breath and how she would take a breath and dig in deep for the note that she was to bring forward. And wow, it is really about digging in deep for the note you want to bring forward, isn't it? Well, here we are. It is Thursday in the beautiful month of May the 5th, 2016. Welcome to the new Scenes, the Thursday segment. And, you know, it's such a beautiful pleasure to be with all of you, whether you're listening to the archives, whether you're listening live now through whatever source that you're listening to. Just put your feet firmly on the floor and ground yourself and just chill and join us for a beautiful evening. This surprises, lots of love coming forth, and we know that Michael, Laura, family, Verena, and everyone is here with us in spirit. And our calling number is 646-564-9680, and you're more than welcome to join the dance because that's exactly what it's going to be. And don't forget to log on to EmpoweringNow.com or TheNewestScenes.com. Go over to the blog section and click on the link to download the most recent copy of the book that we'll be playing with and using this evening. So with all of that said, my name is Emilio Williams. You're tuned to the Thursday segment of The Newest Scenes. And I'm just blessed. I'm feeling so much gratitude and a blessing and pleasure to be with each one of you. And we'll check in with family as is our nature. And we'll start with you, beautiful sister Maha. How are you this evening? What would be a feeling word for you?
Oh, I am happy. I'm just, happy says it. I'm happy to be me this evening. So I have a smile on my face and I'm just open to this experience with you and with all of you.
I can imagine that smile on your face. And how about you, Verena? How are you doing? And what would be a feeling word for you?
I am feeling complete. Thank you.
Feeling complete. So when you and feeling complete, are you? Sitting down, what they say, are you sitting down? You got the book in front? Are you, in that completeness also, are you able to participate fully this evening with us?
Will not be able to participate fully because I'm sitting in a car. I will be on mute when enjoying every moment.
Amen. Well, we'll just tap in. You take control of the mute. And it's all good. I am going to, and I know that Michael is enjoying himself and couldn't be with us today. I'm not going to get into his personal business, but he's here with us in spirit. And we love you, brother. So when you listen to this tune, just know that you are here with us in spirit. You know, Einstein said the secret to creativity is knowing how to hide your success. And the books of XPR are precious gift as they go into the essence of know thyself and in such a way that it can be retained. And so tonight, I want to welcome you to the newest scenes. We are gathering of ordinary people practicing deep introspection as a way to come to know ourselves and solve everyday problems. Our inquiry is based on the idea that the word is alive, and that language is where our power lives. Communication is not what is said and done, but the result of what is said and done. By joining in, engaging, and coming back, we increasingly benefit from the distilled essence of an ultimate method of inquiry. Authored by Mahalene Lewis and known as the Path of XPR, that inquiry is radical as it is based on sacred geometry. And I would be remiss to just say thank you, Maha, for gracing and allowing all of this to come through you and bless us with this. So Mahalene Lewis is the author of all of these pieces, and each time that we honestly engage in this learning, the cosmos rejoices. We rejoice. Each time we participate in a meeting, we renew the understanding that there is only one of us. We thereby increase our capacity to love what is and sustain the sense of enough. And the newest scenes are sponsored by Empowering Now LLC. So welcome to the newest scenes of gathering the ordinary people. Practicing deep introspection is a way to come to know ourselves and solve everyday problems. Maha, Verena, what touched you differently today, or did you hear anything that you'd like to share? What's up?
Well, what resonated for me today was the word ultimate. You know, like, it's a pretty big deal. Ultimate is like, actually, just for Michael's sake, I'm going to go and check our dictionary and see what ultimate says. But, you know, for me, it's a pretty high up there word. And it says, adjective last furthest or farthest, ending a process or series, maximum the size of conclusive, basic, fundamental, representing a limit beyond which further progress is impossible. Well, you know, final, total. So I'm reading this and I appreciate the acknowledgement, Emilia. I really do. And by the same token, it is true. What you said is true. It's an opening. And throughout all the years of working on this, because now it's been an entire lifetime, and waking up to every morning to, you gotta be crazy. What do you think you're doing? A metaphysical theory of everything, a global cosmology, get out of here. Who do you think you are? You know, I mean, this has been like this for years on, and the doubt was just like awful. And the reason that I'm happy is there's less doubt in my space that I have ever had. And of course, you know, there's going to be a come up time. We're going to another big transition in June, is a come up time of sorts. But what I see thus far is really ultimate in ending the doubts. And I feel that each of us, all of us, have something in their life, a child, a beloved goal, a beloved, whatever it is that we're having, to whom or to which we're giving all our love, there is a doubt. There is like a doubt. Is that child going to be okay? Is she going to be able to be who they really want to be? Are they going to be healthy? Are they going to be taken care of? Are they going to be loved? And, you know, this XPR is my child. And for the first time ever, I can relax with that child. I don't worry that much about it. I don't obsess on how it's going to be received, if it's going to find love, if it's going to be healthy. And so that may be how I have heard the word ultimate, because ultimately that's what the child called XPR was meant to do for me, maybe first, and there's a maybe there, but anyway, to just bring that sort of completion with the doubt. And the only way to speak that is to speak of faith and to speak of certainty. And that is extraordinary. That is such a gift. So that's the word that resonated this evening for me, Emilio.
Wow. Marina, are you able to comment to that? Anything you want to say in reaction to what was just spoken?
Well, I actually wanted to say the word that spoke to me was ordinary. Because just to be ordinary is actually a gift, and I'm learning to find that one out.
Beautiful. Maha, something that you said in this whole ultimate, and ending doubt. And when you're talking about, and the way you framed it, I think, is a lifetime of work, a lifetime of commitment, and a lifetime. So I'm saying at the beginning and outset of the show, thank you, because Mahalene Lewis is the author of this path of XPR that we're talking about here. And then you follow up and you say, yeah, Emilio, but it is based on a lifetime of work, a lifetime of commitment. And when I can bring a lifetime of commitment to something, there is less doubt in my space. And it is the commitment to the lifetime of work that brings the less doubt in my space. It doesn't say that there was no doubt. It says that this path of inquiry and this work of XPR has removed the doubt from this space, but it took a lifetime commitment of work. And then you followed up to say that there's something in each one of our lives that we're given all of our love to, and there's doubt. And can I really be committed fully to two masters? Can I really be committed to serving two different things and where my love is going to? And that then brings the doubt. So the question then for me is, where then is my commitment? And is my commitment going to bring me to that less doubt in my own space? Because the questions are, you know, like the song, will I be happy? Will I be? Que sera, what's going to be is going to be, but I can come to a place to that inquiry through faith and certainty. And so thank you for sharing that. That is very inspiring. And what's implicit in it is a lifetime of work and a lifetime of commitment to the work. So again, thank you for your commitment to the work, because that's why I'm here. That's exactly why I'm here,
you know,
having this conversation.
I really appreciate your words to me. You're truly, and I really feel that this was done in spite of me. You know, it's like this is the part that is so bizarre. It's more like, I don't think that this work, I chose to do this work, and neither did I choose it as a little child, you know, every day that followed that. I think it chose me and reluctantly throughout the years I did what I needed to do. But it was really like, you know what, why don't you send someone else to do this? I'm not qualified.
Right.
Not me.
Right.
It's somebody else. So I really, and that's the part that is so touching about grace, is that it works in spite of us. It finds us in spite of us. And then one day we wake up and it's like, oh my God, here it is. And I haven't done anything for it. I just reluctantly up into it. And in spite of that, it still works, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's the beauty of it, because it's like we do what we do, and in reality, it's just like having a child. You know, for many of us, it was not a deliberate decision that we would get pregnant. For some of us, it was. But I would say mostly, for most people, it is really not deliberate. It just happens. And then here we are. We can't quit it. You know, it's like, how do you quit being a parent? It's impossible.
Right.
So it's a little bit like the same thing where, you know, Mother's Day is going to be this coming weekend. And it's like, yeah, I actually do feel like a mother for that reason of, yeah. I became pregnant, and I didn't really want that child. And then it's like, deal with it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's. I think that the commitment is the courage to come on Earth, you know, and to just be in this body and now deal with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings it. That really does bring it full circle, and I feel the humbleness, the humility, and the gentleness of just surrendering to that. And as you say, it was an easy process. It's kicking and screaming all the way along the way, and yet here we are because of what you allow to pass through. And conscious or unconscious, what you allow to pass through, and to touch so many people, and to and there's so many others that will be touched. It's just, amen, amen. So, you know, we're going to have a really different evening this evening, as it's already started. I'm thinking I would love to read the newsletter that's in there, and then maybe share this space with you, Maha, and have you take us to the next part of selecting a number, and maybe Verena would be able to join and pick that number, and we can end up there. But the topic, as you said a little bit about it, but the topic of the newsletter is called Bon Voyage, and it goes like this. Imagine a moment that you're on the road to your dream home. You have your itinerary all mapped out, and you're smiling. Of course, while on the way, there's a number of things that will occur to mess up with your quote-unquote your plan, from an unexpected and delightful detour to a flat tire. Provided you don't fight with whatever happens, you'll actually enjoy the journey and you don't think so much about the destination. So as for us, the newest scenes, we've been traveling on the path of XPR for a while now. This is to say, we've decided to welcome our limitations when they express themselves, and then to explore and experience them. Provided we are authentically doing so, we are blessed to see these same limitations expire. Express, explore, experience, expire. And these four words is the calling in the letters of XPR. As for being deliberate in experiencing our limitations, it is clearly easier said than done. The ego, when push comes to shove, doesn't really want to do it. Not again. Another flat tire? This being said, our lifetimes of traveling on the XPR path, we sort of got to use the idea of the journey. But then, here's this bizarre thing about persistence. It overcomes resistance. We know that we'll eventually see the sign that says, quote unquote, welcome home. And here it is, welcome home. T.S. Eliot has it completely right. Quote, the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time, end quote. Seeing and feeling XPR for the first time is humbling. On the way to home, there were many times when we had to stop for an oil change or get a new starter. Well, this is more than a new starter. This is a brand new start. A new journey is about to begin, which also means that the old map and the current book of new scenes are about to be replaced. Its estimated time of arrival is June 2016, so you don't have that wait too long. The old map and the current book are still beautiful. They served us well to get us where we are. To honor that, our process for this month of May will not pick up from where we left off in our last gathering. We will instead select the page randomly and feel read the very page which Synchronicity elected for us. So we want you to join us in this farewell throughout this month, that, and you may just be the one who randomly points the way to what we most need to see. Indeed, let's gear up for the sublime action. Have you begin that process, and Verena, if you would love to be the one that selects the page, Maha, would you lead that, or is there a comment from either of you about this before we go further?
Wait. Okay. 13 came to my mind, okay? I see then a sticker that says 13.1, and then the next license plate says 13E. So 13 is my pick.
13 is your pick. All right.
Could you take a number for 30, from 30 to 70?
And let's make it 31. Make it 31.
30 to 70, and maybe a multiple of 13. And I let's just follow Verena. Let's do number 13. Let's go where she's going. Sorry, Lee.
So, Verena, based on what you're saying, I think what would be sweet is to take a peek at what's on page 13, and then we'll look at a multiple of it and or do something else. That page happens to be language and the word. So, Verena, it starts off with, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, John 1:1. So let's play. So why do you think this page and its synchronicity and what we're doing tonight and what you're seeing, why do you think this page chose you this evening, language and the word?
And maybe, Amelia, we could give a little bit more of that page to me so that she would see it in her mind's eye, because I can.
Yeah, Verena, you're absolutely right, Maha. I'm thinking, I'm like, Verena, you don't have page 13 memorized? I'm just kidding. So on this page, language and the word, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, John 1:1. So, born Jewish, John knew to read the first word of the Torah as Bereshit, for in the beginning. What if Bereshit was actually the word encoding the mystery? In the original text, the B of Bereshit is capitalized, a very rare event in Hebrew. That uppercase functions as a red flag that says there's another way to look at this, depending on the quote-unquote eye of the translator. To understand how there would be an alternative, think of reading Hebrew as solving a crossword puzzle. The consonants are a context for you to intuit the vowels. For example, you have a three-letter word, and you know that the first letter is a D and the last a G, which is the fitting vowel, D-O-G, D-I-G, D-A-G. The answer depends on the evolution of your consciousness. Is that enough right there? We just stop right there.
That's perfect. Well, what's actually coming to my mind is there another way of looking at it? And through XPR, I've got to just learn that letters can have an entire life as an individual letter, and numbers actually equate to individual Hebrew letters. So 13 is the Yod and the Gimel, and the Gimel and the Yod, and I'm sure maybe Maha has a Hebrew word that comes to mind putting that together, because that gives me another portal to look at why 13 picked me and this page picked me.
Awesome. And Maha, where do you weigh in here at this point so far?
Well, I mean, to me, that's amazing that you chose this page, V, because that's the whole key. I mean, you just focused on the ultimate. And here's what I mean here. Imagine a moment. You're listening to this, you never really heard of the new scenes, or maybe you came a couple of times, and, you know, maybe you relate to the camaraderie and the love exchange that we're having in our team, and as for the rest, it might go right over your head, like most of what's written on the Kabbalah thus far. But what this page is really about is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God in the beginning. Whereas in English, there's three words. In Hebrew, there's one word. And that one word, Bereshit, means in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning. But there is another way to look at that word that is absolutely kosher, valid Hebrew, complete legal translation. And that would be created six. Now, created six, God created the heaven and the earth. What in the world can that weird thing be about? So you're a translator, you know Hebrew. You know you can translate, you have both translations available, and you're like, well, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Of course, that's the one. Let's bury created six, because it means nothing. Yes, but there is some. You know, what is happening is actually, And to just make that picture, to expand it a little bit, we know that the Bible may just be the most influential book, and it's definitely the book that is connected to the Judeo-Christian religion, most certainly, which means most of the people, most of the religious people on this earth. Parallel to that, there is a big fight between religion and science. Now, let's just leave religion for a moment in the background and see that the quest of science at this time, what they have not resolved, is to combine the general theory of relativity with quantum theory, so as to understand the origin of the universe. And here it is, in the beginning. That speaks of Big Bang, of gradual creation through God that acts as a prime cause. That's one aspect of science. But then when we go to create six, and when we tie that, as we've seen in our former episodes, to the main world cosmology, to how Taoism explains the world, to how Hinduism explains the world, to how Judaism explains the world, then we get to six elements. The ether of Hinduism, the wood of Taoism, and the four classical elements. Air, water, earth, and fire of Judeo-Christianity. And there we have it, created six. Here is the foundation of us creating in the now, as per the observer effect, because we can choose in this moment to focus on air or on fire or on the water or on any part of life and either see a wave or a particle. And so that one Hebrew word that has two translations may just be that ultimate, that it may just not only help us as ordinary people, just like Verena said, that deal with ordinary deaths every day of our life, but it can also help an extraordinary quest, which would be the reconciliation of two giants, science and religion, and a path by which science, once it has a metaphysical theory of everything, can actually solve all of its problem of physics, of the theory of everything of physics. So to me, that you would have chosen that page that is like the page, just out of the goodness of your heart and your intuition, and you're like driving, you don't even know what page that is. It's a miracle. It's a complete miracle.
Mm-hmm. Looking at signs on the road. And you know, you're right, Maha, when I'm thinking about it and I go through all of this, and everything that we do is based on this page, everything. I mean, even when we look at the fractals, when we look at the elements, when we look at the inquiry, when we look at the colors, when we look at what's behind the color, when we look at the questions to explore, when we look at diving deeper in, it's along lines of one of these elements, either fast backwards in terms of the dream, or non-linear in terms of the spirit in love. And you're absolutely right. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So, V, now that you heard all of that, what say you?
I'm just loving the ride. Thank you.
All right. So Maha, I think you really tore into it, and if people don't have a copy of the book, you'd look at this book and see the colors that we're talking about here on page 13, and the way that the letters are pronounced and how they shift. But I think you have shared what's the distinction between Bereshit and Bereshit at the bottom, and what you're in your comments. Is there more that you'd want to say about that?
Well, I would say, you know, let's make it experiential. You know, it's like in the beginning, that implies causality, like linear time, gradual gradation, and of course, attachment to outcome. And as soon as I'm attached, guess what? I'm suffering. So, you know, Is there anything that maybe not today, maybe in the past, or maybe today, or maybe in the future, anything that you would like to begin and you're like, well, maybe tomorrow I'll do this? You know, anything that would come to mind?
I would say my exercise plan. I walk a consistent 5 miles a day, but I want more, and I want to begin to get deeper into a workout on a consistent basis. And the reason for that is to just build up my cardiovascular and strengthen my body in every way. So I would like to begin a consistent routine.
Nice. Very nice. What about you, V? Anything that you have been wanting to begin, and it never seems to be the right time.
Yes, a thorough cleaning of my home.
A thorough cleaning of your home. Yes, yes, yes. Well, for me, it's like gardening. I have been like, you know, I am not a trained gardener. And so it's like I've been seeing myself saying, well, maybe tomorrow I'll garden. And I finally got into it. But the point is, there's something that we're projecting out there, that it's like time as linear is so uncomfortable. And we could do the same exploration with, is there something that you have been desiring to end? And, you know, maybe it's like, I know I should drink less coffee. Maybe that's something as simple as that. Or maybe I need to quit this job, which that would be, of course, a much bigger conversation. So whatever it is, whether it is beginning or ending, it's just, it doesn't seem to come easily to us because we're attached. So that's one way, we could say a left brain way to live life, you know, a male-oriented perspective. And when I'm saying that, we each have a male, each have a left brain. But it's sort of like, okay, I'm on the road, damn it, and I'm going to get there regardless how tired I am. You know, and it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. So that's one way to look at it. Then the other way to look at it is the Created Six way. Created Six, once you picture the geometry that is on all of our books, that is like the seat of life. And if you don't know what the seat of life looks like and you don't have a book, you can picture snowflake. There's such elegance to a form, a shape that is Created Six. Just looking at that relaxes the mind. Just seeing the symmetry, the beautiful symmetry of a Created Six geometry is astounding. But moreover, what Created Six means is, you know, the garden without the weeds, it already exists. The home that is all cleaned up, it already exists. The fitness goal, the version of your milieu that reaches your fitness goal, it's already there. It's already created. You just have to relax. And as you relax, you get a chance to actually know the future. Change the path of your never cleaning your home, never taking the weeds out, never doing 5 miles, you know, doing the same and same thing again and again and again, expecting different results. And you get to know the future where you're walking into a home that is clean, a garden that has no weed, and a body that has reached its fitness goal. That's what the difference between those two translations and how big an impact they have, because one is left brain, the other is right brain. One is male, the other is female. And I tell you what, we need both. We need both together. But what is miraculous is that we only have that female way of looking at the Hebrew Bible. I mean, out of all the books, you know, it's like the Lord God. Well, maybe not. Maybe what is translated as the Lord God is actually very male-female balance. And it is. If you study with us, you will see it is. So that the Hebrew Bible would give us back to both men and women who are both hurting on that. The feminine that is out in exile and the ability to feel and to be present in our body is a miracle. I mean, it's a miracle. And that's why it's ultimate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's also at the exact same time, completely ordinary. Male, female, what's more ordinary can you get?
Yeah, and the go ahead, Vereen.
I was gonna say I really love what you're sharing, Maha, because it's instantly gorgeous to imagine that my higher self is really here and my gorgeous home is really here. It's what I choose to focus on that will get me every time. And so to even hear that, oh yes, you know, that it already exists is very exciting. Not like, oh well, you got to do this to get to heaven, and if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell. Well, I've screwed up already, so I guess it doesn't matter, and off I go, you know, continuing to only see the potholes in the road, so to speak. So I just love the ray of light coming through just this one conversation.
Amen. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, what you're saying, as you were talking, Vereen, I was thinking, you know, Already Exists meets, it's like the name of a movie, Already Exists meets Denial. Because Already Exists meets Denial, and it's because I'm attached to this gradual creation. I mean, the child of me says, how long? The victim of me says, you know, why me? You know, I'm going to contrast and comparison with what I see when I just can't come to that place of looking at it differently and relax and know the future, as Maha was just saying. I go into this denial and start comparison, and I just can't see it. And that's so true, because everything else is linked to this, as you were saying in the beginning, the translation that implies causality and linear time. That's where I go back to. So then if I do this long, then this is going to happen. If I do this, it's already there. And Vereen, as you were saying, it's just to be able to bring my place to that acceptance, and see that and know that. And if anything else, to use the inquiry to understand the pathology that locks me into that way of looking and that only way. And so I'm thinking that that's what we're really talking about here. What I'm feeling is this being a significant page, because it's tying us back to what that whole inquiry is about, is to bring me to a better understanding of how to hold the tension between that masculine and feminine and be able to come to a place of rest, which is what happened after the 6 days, which was rest, the Shabbat.
Exactly.
Amazing.
We are blessed. We are so blessed, you know.
Not to mention that we everything we talk about six, that it's unbelievable to even consider how powerful the number six is, the first perfect number, six degrees of separation, the six, all of God creating in 6 days, all of it. There's six different ways of knowing the meaning or the inquiry to anything, to search a word. The six being in, as you were saying earlier, Maha, the incorporation of the Hinduism, the traditional, and the Taoism to bring those six elements together. It's all there. So I'm just blown away now, Vereen, thinking about the page that that you picked that brings us into this richness of discussion. And as Maha said, you picked the page that, because everything we do is based here.
Yeah. Yep. Right on.
Yeah.
Totally right on. Mm-hmm.
So, Maha, where would you like to go, or would you like to say anything about what's behind us doing this way this month, and what's coming, a prelude, or was that too early to begin to dabble into what to expect, or not to expect, but the essence of the shift and what we're doing?
Well, I'm so appreciative that you suggested we would read the newsletter, and it's actually exactly what happened. You know, it's like we as a team have been on this path, and we meet, and I feel that it's a mystery. It's just like, why did Verena say number 13? You know, it's a mystery. And randomly, completely out of the blue, we found each other and somehow decided to do shadow work together and to use this technology that has become increasingly clear. And that's how each time we upload a new version, because each time it gets clearer. But truly, what had been missing for us and was a way to introduce it. So, in other words, a lot of the people we work with, they would say, you know, this is working, but when people ask me what I do, I have no clue on how to describe it. I don't know. And that was the missing point. And the image, the metaphor that I have had for all those years has been like, you know, those huge bags of seeds, Emilio, you know, that they have the top that is like sewn with a very heavy thread. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like almost like a burlap.
Yes. I mean, it's a very heavy paper, like almost like cardboard-like. I mean, very heavy, and then it's sewn at the top, and then you got to take the thread out, and you get to pull the thread, and if you work with those bags, 9 times out of 10, to pull the thread right is almost impossible. And so then it's a disaster. It's like you got to open the bag with a pair of scissors and stitch by stitch, and it takes forever, and it's annoying, like there's no tomorrow. And then there is the possibility, like a miracle, that you would pull the thread just right. And then whereas the first experience where it's like a total struggle and a pain in the neck to use that body part. Anyway, whereas it's really difficult and unpleasant, when you get the thread just right, it just like unzips, and it is so pleasant. It is such a pleasurable experience. And since I mean, speaking of bag of grain, up in sesame, and there it is, the treasure of seeds all available. And so, up to now, the Kabbalah, the seeds of the Kabbalah have been stuck in this bag that has been so difficult to open, and it's been such a pain in the neck, and there's been like one stitch after another. And one attempt to introduce this technology, which, I mean, if what we were talking about, that this may just be the reconciliation of science and religion, which means the reconciliation of all of us, because unless that happens, it is unlikely that we're going to get to save our Earth. So this is really a very big deal. And the attempt to introduce it, to have a single way to say, this is what we do, this is why we're doing what we do, that has not been existing thus far. It was always, you know, this goes right over my head. I mean, the number of times we have had that feedback from people is beyond counting. And it's been tough, you know, and that's the part to where I want to quit this thing. Enough of this already. But, you know, that was quitting was not an option, obviously.
Right,
so
right.
The beauty that is happening is that now we have an introduction that is simple, that is short, that is explaining everything. Yes, that focuses on the two potential translation, I mean, not potential, the alternative translation of the very first word about which John, Jesus' disciple, said, in the beginning was the Word. And that Word was with God, and that Word was God. This is what John was saying. John, who was a Jewish disciple, and who most likely understood the meaning of Bereshit, Barashit. So, you know, that is the difference. And the thing about an introduction, and anyone that has done any writing knows that. And it's something very, it's a paradox. And the paradox is that even though the introduction is the first thing that the reader is going to read, most likely, generally, okay, it is the last thing that the author is going to write, simply because if the author is true to his or her craft, then he's not doing the writing. And what that means is, when I begin a book, I have no idea where the book is going to take me. If I do, I missed my calling. So because of that, the introduction can only be the last thing written. So when I am saying that we finally have an introduction, this presupposes that we have everything else written, which is the case. So that is why I'm actually so happy, and why I'm coming to the end of doubt, because it's here. I can't, you know, I can't doubt it. I just have to click on my computer, and I mean, to click on my document, and there it is. It's in front of my eyes, and it is here. And so that is what we're going to begin sharing with you in June, is this here-ness, this present-time grounded technology. And join us if you can.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and at the, you know, it's really refreshing to hear you say that and put it in that context, because there are so many people at different levels or stages of awareness, consciousness of where they are. And you know, when you were talking, and earlier we said, just to bear with me for 1 second. So when you were talking earlier, and you said, well, Marina, let's just take a multiple of that 13 or whatever. So just as a playful piece for me for 1 second, one of the things that just playing with the beauty of Hebrew and the beauty of XPR, I know that 1 and 3 equals 4. And so if I were to go to 1 and 3 and equal 4 and go to page 4, I would find the miracle of PPP, print, please print this page. And that page then has the fractal of ignorance and knowledge and above and below on it and explains exactly what we were talking about and how these 6 days were created. That ties us right back to page 13 that focuses on Bereshit, the created six. So I said, okay, that's beautiful because that ties. So I said, well, what if I go to page 31 and look at it backwards in terms of the 13, and that took me to the tree and the six that shows me those same six fractals, but now opening it up to the distinction between the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the first story of creation, the second story of creation, and the lower worlds where I tend to get stuck, and how I get stuck when I forget the mouth chakra. And I'm like, okay. So then if I look at the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, that is Dalet. And Dalet then asks the question for us as we explore, there's no one out there. Are you true to your commitment? Are you true to commitments that you make to others than to yourself? And Dalet also happens to be aligned with Chokhma and wisdom. And so I'm just looking at all of this, and out of this, we're talking about even in the realm of understanding that and how playful and creative and beautiful it is, and another way of looking at all of this, we're talking about now looking at the introduction to how we got to where we are and bringing it to a level. So I just wanted to share that because it's just beautiful, and that started, Verena, with you seeing 13 or something on the road as you're driving to bring us to page 13. No mistakes, namaste. So this is how we play. It's beautiful.
And I want to just point out that June is the number 6. So a perfect birthing for the coming out party.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, Verena, now that you say that, then June and it being 2016, if you add up all the digits, 2, the 0, the 1, and the 6, you'd end up with 9, and that 6 would be 5. And if you added that 9 and that 6 together, that would give you 15. It would bring you back to the 1, and the 5 would bring you back to the 6, and the 6 is where we start. I'm like, what?
You're too much. You know, the number, like, yeah, and for those of you that listen to this and wonder if we're, you know, what is this? I mean, I am so opposed today that I thought was just so completely, completely charming. And let's see if I can see it again. Give me just a moment. It's like,
oh, no problem.
When you talk to people, do they say, I wonder how many people think, what the fuck, after talking to me?
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I just cracked up when I saw that post, because that's exactly the way that people that listen to us may think about this little exchange. However, just to ground it into reality, we can also look at being one with everything and having zero doubts. So if you think that numbers are crazy, you're right. If you think we're crazy, you are right again. However, if you just think of it in terms of having zero doubts, and being one with everything, maybe, just maybe, you will start thinking of numbers in a different way.
Beautiful. Marina, what would be a takeaway or inspiration, something that's a touchstone for you for this evening?
Wow. That's it.
Wow.
I came home and started sweeping the gazillion pink petals we have on our sidewalk from this gorgeous tree. So, started already. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And Maha, how about you?
I love the flow, like the way that it felt like there was a shift in dynamic, and I love that we would just like go wherever we wanted to go, and it felt wonderful.
Indeed. Beautiful. And Marina, when you said wow, I just in case you didn't recognize it, that W, vibe, is a sixth letter in beginners and ends. So I'm just having too much fun with this. Oh, gosh. There's a saying, Maha said, we can come to a place of zero doubt and be one with everything. And I remember a quote that said, figures don't lie, lies figure. And it's all in the numbers. It's the truth. And that's our exploration, is to inquire and understand more of the attachments that we have to that gradual creation, that gradual aspect of causality, and come to a place where we can accept it all, no accidents, that and be at peace. And then we know that when we're not in peace, that there's something that we don't understand. And that's what it's all about. So I'm looking forward to June and what comes. I'm looking forward to the rest of May, but I'm looking forward to June as we jump off. And Verena, there was something else that you wanted to say.
I'm just looking forward to right now.
Beauty.
Amen. Well, with that said, Michael, I know you're going to enjoy the conversation. Laura and the rest of the family, just stay tuned, stay connected, and we love you. And we will see you again on Sunday. We're working on that. So those of you listening on this side, that is 12 noon Eastern time at blogtalkradio.com/empoweringnow. But you'll also get an email message, and you can always go to empoweringnow.com or the newest scenes for the scheduled times. And stay tuned. We'll be back. And Maha, Verena, have a beautiful evening. And Maha, I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And so mote it be.
Beautiful. And Emilio, thank you so much for leading us to that. It was awesome.
Yep. Namaste.
Oh, thank you. Namaste. Good night.
Okay.
Have a great evening.
Namaste.
You know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling